And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading on this Thursday morning. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 5.76, up 10 on the open. July, 5.88, up 11. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 5.35, up 9.5 on the open. July, 9.46, up 7.75. September, 5.78.5, up 15.25. December, 5.96.5, up 9.75 on the open. May corn opened at 4.03.5, up 7.5 on the open. July, 4.13, up 6.75. September, 4.24.25, up 11. December, 4.35, up 7.75. March, 4.47.25, up 8.5. July, 4.59.5, up 7.5 on the open. May beans opened at 9.75, up 23 on the open. July, 9.74.5, up 23. November, 9.13, up 31. January, 9.23, up 21.75. March of 2010, 9.29, up 19.75 on the open. May soybean meal opened at $300.50, up 6.20 on the open. July, 2.98, up 7.80. May soybean oil opened at 34.50, up 100 on the open. July, 34.80, up 101. April live cattle opened at 84.70, up 92.5 on the open. April feeders, 93.90, up 60. April lean hogs opened at 59.70, down 45 on the open. And May pork bellies opened at 86 even, down 100 on the open. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 79.86 is up 225 points. The NASDAQ 1605 up 53.5. And the S&P 500 at 836, up one tick under 25 points. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Yes.
Interesting numbers we cleared this morning. You look at December corn, Dan, above 436. You want to make a technical argument for something north of that?
Well, I think basically you've got to say that we're probably on our road up into this 445, 443 area on the December corn contract, and then we'll kind of go from there. But, yes, chart-wise, December corn is kind of meeting where it needs to kind of be doing. We did make a new high or last week's high. So just looking at the chart here, it does kind of say 440 is going to be kind of resistance in here. We're at 436 right now. If we can kind of clear that, I would not rule out maybe a move on up into this 460, 470 area.
How do you get to that measure-wise?
Basically, what I'm using is the leg advance that we had from early March here, that low of 375.5 up to this 434, 435 that we had here a week ago, which was 59 cents. And if you'd add that 59 cents onto Monday's low of 409, you get an upside potential anyway about 468.
It was encouraging, I suppose, if you're a bull, to see it looks like new longs are entering the marketplace.
I'm out on the road, so I didn't see if open interest did climb, but my guess is that it is beginning to build. The technical side of the equation is very positive. You've got prices above all of these key moving averages. You look at your weather maps and you are seeing that there's not going to be much corn planted here, if any, during the next 2 weeks here of April. So I do think the end user crowd is probably going to get a little nervous about buying inventory, and you're probably seeing some of that come into the marketplace, Dave.
Turn your attention to the beans. We're in the November complex today, the November complex. We saw the March highs cleared with force. It looks to me like a dime or more.
We're in pretty good shape here on the beans. Market's still reacting to that lower than expected planting number. Now beans are right up against this 100-day moving average. So far, it's been difficult for beans to penetrate this 100-day moving average. It did kind of go above it here a week or so ago when we made our most recent high about 914, but then we closed down below it. And again here today, that's kind of where we're at. We're right up against this 100-day moving average. If we could clear that, I think then you could maybe use the same application of what I talked about on corn, is adding this leg advance of $1.31 from this early March low to the high we had here a week ago, about $1.31. You'd add that to this 8.26¾, and you could maybe reach out a bean upside objective somewhere around 9.57.
From a standpoint of cycles, are we in a good place to maybe make that march?
I think from a cyclical point of view, you got to be awful careful over the next 2 weeks. I've got some cyclical work that kind of said you kind of got to be careful here by middle part of April. That doesn't necessarily mean a high is going to come in place right away. But it does mean that you'll have to be on guard. And I think you got to keep in mind that this is the most uncertain time of the year of the growing season right now. Is you got farmers ready to go out to the field. The weather pattern is such that it's not going to let them go out there for a couple weeks. The market got some curveballs thrown at it on this acres report. And then now you see outside market activity. You see the dollar collapsing here today. So you kind of got a lot of things in the pot here to kind of stir up price strength. And, like I was telling farmers here this morning, I'm at a farmer meeting here in Macon, Illinois this morning, that you need to be able to take advantage of this price uncertainty here over the next 2 to 3 weeks, because once the corn planters start rolling out in the field, you take a lot of that uncertainty out of the marketplace.
So would you be looking to price acres that are not covered by crop insurance at these levels, or do you want to be a little more patient and see if you can wring a little more out of it?
Well, I think these are good starting points. Some place that you have to put a price and you say, okay, this is going to be my starting point, and then you basically decide that every 20 cents higher or every 40 cents higher, I'm going to sell another increment. And I think that's the way the market, way farmers are going to have to play this. I am in the camp that this spring rally here between now and mid-May does need to be sold. At least maybe not everything, but I do think farmers need to take advantage of early price strength because who knows what kind of shape the economy is going to be come this fall. So I do view that these are bear market rallies and a long-term retracement move of the decline that we saw last year. So I am in that camp that sales need to kind of be made during the first half of the year, more so than the second half of the year.
And before we let you go, a quick comment about wheat, please.
Wheat is the weakest of the three. But price action is such that it is trying to maybe carve out some kind of spring rally. But when you look at the calendar, We've got a wheat crop on its way. We're going to start seeing some harvest here, maybe in southern Texas here in 6 to 8 weeks. So wheat may be the most difficult one to really get a good rally going, but my guess is that there's room for it to kind of follow corn and soybeans in here.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois.
Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
Lead options, May wheat in Kansas City, 585 and a quarter, up 19 and a quarter. At the Board of Trade, May wheat, 544 and three quarters, up 19 and a quarter. May corn, 405, up 9. And May beans, 892 and a half, up 30 and a half.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.